from Dorothy. It is April 5th, 2026, 11 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. U.S. Special Forces rescue the second crew member of a downed fighter jet in Iran as conflict intensifies. American Special Operations Forces successfully extracted the second pilot from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian territory early Sunday. President Donald Trump announced the rescue on social media, calling it an Easter miracle. The mission concluded a high-stakes search operation that began Friday after the two-seat jet was hit by enemy fire. This marks the first time in over 20 years that an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire. The first crew member was rescued alive near the crash site on Friday, while the second evaded capture for more than a day in southwestern Iran. Trump stated that all forces involved were safe and out of Iranian airspace. The downing occurred 5 weeks into a conflict that began with joint strikes on Iranian infrastructure. Both crew members ejected and landed in a remote area before the successful extraction.
President Trump threatens to bring Iran back to the Stone Age while global markets react to war escalation. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address Wednesday declaring U.S. objectives in Iran are nearing completion while threatening further escalation. He warned that if a deal is not reached within 2 to 3 weeks, the United States will bring Iran back to the Stone Ages. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and instead stoked global market volatility. Trump asserted the United States has beaten Iran's military capabilities, but threatened to target bridges and electric power plants. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern energy to take control of the waterway themselves. Defense experts and allies expressed skepticism about his comments regarding seizing the strait if necessary. The address drew sharp criticism for its lack of clarity regarding the war's endgame.
Oil prices spike and allies convene talks as Trump warns of continued strikes on Iranian infrastructure. President Donald Trump issued a stark warning Wednesday night that the conflict with Iran could continue intensively for another 2 to 3 weeks. He boasted of degrading Iranian military capabilities, but offered few details on how the war would conclude. Trump threatened to target electric power plants and bridges, citing a recent strike on the B-1 bridge near Tehran as evidence of progress. The address drew skepticism from markets, allies, and domestic political opponents. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel following the speech, as fears mounted regarding prolonged disruptions to supply. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to take control of the Strait of Hormuz, a move that prompted the United Kingdom to host talks with over 30 countries. Iranian officials dismissed Trump's claims of victory, stating that key military production sites remain intact, and the United States has not destroyed all critical targets.
Global markets tumble and legal scholars raise concerns as Trump names military operation Epic Fury. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address declaring U.S. military objectives in Iran are nearing completion while threatening to escalate attacks on infrastructure. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and sparked immediate volatility in global markets. Trump stated the United States has beaten Iran's military capabilities, but warned of further strikes against bridges and electric power plants. The administration named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel, and United States stocks tumbled, reacting to the lack of clarity regarding the war's conclusion. Trump shifted responsibility for securing the Strait of Hormuz, urging oil-dependent nations to take control of the waterway. The address was met with widespread bewilderment from international observers and domestic political opponents. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month.
Pentagon confirms downing of two combat aircraft as Iran offers bounty for missing American aircrew. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that Special Operations Forces rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The incident occurred 5 weeks into the war, following escalating strikes on Iranian infrastructure. The aircraft carrying two crew members who ejected was struck by Iranian fire in southwestern Iran. According to officials, the rescue operation involved a heavy firefight and required air cover to extract both service members safely. The first crew member had been rescued on Friday near the crash site and taken to a medical facility for treatment. The downing of the F-15E was followed by a second incident in which an A-10 Thunderbolt was also struck. Iranian state media reported the downing and released images purportedly showing wreckage, while Tehran called on its public to assist in locating the missing aircrew.
That is your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.